that's one of the most fun games I've ever pitched in my whole life, you know. Certainly will go down as a top three moment for me ever, you know, baseball-wise. So glad I got to do it here in front of our fans.
Well, you told us several times you thought you were close, your pitch here or there, or away from getting out of it, weak contact here or there. Did you feel like you could summon it one more time? Like,
yeah.
Did it feel in the middle of the game, hey, I've got this, I've got something special working?
Yeah, and I felt, I haven't really, the last couple times I felt like I was better with execution and in those big spots. And tonight when Ollie came out in the sixth, or was that the seventh? Seventh. He said, you want this batter? I said, yeah, I think you should give it to me. And he goes, all right, you got the rest of this inning. But, at that spot, I felt in control, and I felt like I was going to get out of there. And I felt like I wanted me out there, you know. There was some notion that I had that I might try to pitch that whole game. But, I think Ollie made the right decision.
Ollie, you thought you were helping out with the doctor before the game.
Yep, I did. Yeah, it's been a duct tape kind of year for me. I've had my arm taped a few times, and I had my back taped up. It's just been really tough. Just everything. You know, when I'm healthy and going full steam, I can pitch pretty good. You know, I'm just I'm very confident, still confident that I could do that if I was healthy. But I have not been healthy all year. You know, the times that I've felt like I was healthy or getting there. I think it was really just me trying to talk myself into it, you know. But I think that's plain to see. I'm not telling anything to y'all that you don't already know. But I am somewhat proud of the fact that it's hard to keep this guy down, you know. I'm proud of every time I got knocked down, I got back up, and I got knocked down a bunch. I had to get back up a bunch, I had incredible family behind me. I had incredible teammates and coaching staff behind me that lifted me up and encouraged me the whole time. Never let me get down to myself. I don't even know how many texts I got after games where I was still feeling the lowest of lows. And a teammate would text me, hey, we believe in you. We know you're going to finish strong and you're going to help us win games. You know what that does for your mind? That's an incredibly powerful thing. And there's an incredible group of guys in that clubhouse that have helped me right along the way, and there's just no doubt that, you know, I'm living prayer to prayer out there, you know, not even pitch to pitch, just prayer to prayer. And I know Goldie has told me several times that he stays in prayer while I'm out there pitching, you know, just praying for me, trying to finish the job. And I've just got such a great support staff.
Yeah, you got your first win in the stadium 2006, your first full year in the majors. Now, 18 seasons later, here we are. Can you put into words what home, the stadium, means to you and being able to accomplish this in this stadium?
Yeah. Well, that's why I waited too long. You know, I mean, 200 on the road wouldn't have been as fun, you know, so I feel like I timed it out now. Being able to do it here in front of our home crowd was incredibly special. You know, I had an idea coming to the park today that I was going to let everything I had, you know, I was going to lay it all out there because I really wanted it to happen here. I was confident that if it didn't, it was going to happen in San Diego the next time, and that just doesn't have as good a ring to it. You know, I'm glad I got to go out there and embarrass myself crying like a baby on the field. You know what? I'm not embarrassed at all, actually. I was happy, and I was proud, and I was overwhelmed, and the crowd was unbelievable tonight. They were, I mean, I felt them cheering on every pitch I made, and every big strikeout, and every big, you know, we had a couple of double plays there, and the crowd was just going crazy. They were on their feet all night, and I felt that.
What did that mean for you to have Wilson call the game you did and come up with a big hit like this?
Wilson did unbelievable tonight. And he and I have really grown closer through the years as far as, and not off field. He and I are real close off the field, but he and I have grown closer in the way we think while I'm out there pitching. And, you want to sit with me now, bud?
Okay, that's good. I want you to sit.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, buddy. But he and I are really starting to to mesh out there, and actually he and Kiz both done great jobs for me. I'm a little sad that my buddy Yachty couldn't be here tonight, but you know what, I was glad I got to pitch to Wilson. He did an incredible job, and he's had some really big hits for us down the second half. I mean, he's gotten comfortable here. I think he was pressing a little early, probably wanted to make such a good impression that he was pressing a little bit. I think he'd tell you that. But the more comfortable he's got wearing the birds on the bat and in our clubhouse and guys being able to talk to him, and he's really done a great job. I'm so glad he's here.
Adam, can you describe the second at bat by Roddy to last, the 9-pitch at bat, and sort of what that is in a lot of ways where this game turns for you, whether you get to through 5, whether you get through shutout, and what you're able to do with your pitches there, how much that's maybe illustrative of what you're working with?
Well, he and I have had a lot of good battles through the years, I knew I had some different things to show him. He'd not seen me drop down at all. He's not seen me with different angles. You know, I used to pitch him in quite a bit and then down away some, but always curving. But we can talk about scouting reports now because I don't even care anymore. I'll never face Rowdy Tellez again.
I've waited since 2005 to ask that.
Yeah. I knew I was kind of working this little 4-seam cutter down the way to him, coming back to the plate, and I'd already thrown that a couple of times to him. I got him out the time before with it striking out on the 3-2 count, and I knew if I threw one that started down the same tunnel and then sank away from him, I'd have a good chance to get him out there with how many pitches he'd seen, and I had him in swing mode. So I love that. I love pitching like that, you know, like just that chess match behind it. That's true. Pitchers love that stuff.
What do you think it was with? I mean, we asked you about 11 starts between 198 and 199. What was it? Do you think about sniffing 200? Was it that it was going to be here at home? What were the elements? Was it against the Brewers? What do you think?
You know what's funny? 11. I went on a 11 game no win stretch last year too, if I'm not mistaken. I pitched a lot better, though. Some of those weren't my fault. But this year, you know, a couple of times I just showed up and just, you know, usually I'm really locked in mentally going into a game. But sometimes I showed up in such a bad physical way that it just made it really tough, you know, really, really tough. And I would go out there and try to find a way, and I just wasn't able to, and tried to do some new things pregame or whatever it was. And for a while there, it was just... Man, it was just really hard. It was impossible for me, almost. So we overcame those, you know, started feeling a little better and made some great adjustments in the training room and weight room. And all those guys have been incredible, though. My trainers and weight staff, the weight training staff, those guys have just bent it over backwards to try to help me get here.
How has Wilson improved as a pitch core from April to now?
Well, I think what it is more than anything is just getting familiar with his pitchers, you know, and how they like to use sequencing and counts, and that's going to help him for the next 4 years here. He's going to be great working with these guys, I think it's just being comfortable with each other. You know, he had a group of guys that he was real comfortable with in Chicago, and then he came here and had to learn everybody all over again. So, and then, you know, we've had kind of a revolving door in there with a lot of pitchers this year too, so it hasn't been the easiest for him, but I think he's doing great.
He only has been a Cardinal 1 year, but the emotion that he showed afterwards had to be impressive.
Well, look, Wilson Contreras has one of the biggest hearts of anyone I've ever met. He really does. He cares so much. He wants to win so much, and he loves his guys out there. He loves being a Cardinal.